Right now, second down and five, right now on about the 8 yard line. Hand off up the middle. And boy, the Warriors are swarm tackling. Good work by that interior line. Number 93, Tom Toner, leads the pack there, the 6'3", 250-pound junior. But it's going to be close to a first down. Let's see how they mark it. No, it'll be a third down and about a foot for Mayville.
7 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's been back and forth all night so far.
Wildcats break out of the huddle. 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Third down and a foot. On the 4 yard line. Out of the shotgun. Quarterback keeper, number 12's got it.
Nowhere.
And I'll tell you, I don't think he got anything.
Tom Toner there again, coming up big. 250 pounds blocking you.
Big time interior of that North here on defensive line. How do they mark it? Just back to the original line of scrimmage there?
Looks like it.
I see the fourth down marker. It still says fourth and about a foot. And the officials will bring the chains out.
It looked like a,
I don't know
if that a loss.
I don't know if I thought he lost maybe a yard on it, but he was so wrapped up by North Huron ball players, I couldn't even see who was carrying the ball.
So what do you think of something like this? Fourth down,
great.
That close to the end zone, going for it?
Oh, I'm taking it right up the middle without a doubt.
All right, let's see it.
I put all three of them in the line, and I'm going to do a quarterback keep and let the other two push me. Even though they're not supposed to do that, but, you know, we'll...
We're just giving our
hard to say, you know. I'll tell you what, the Warriors have been, you know, meeting the challenge when they have to.
Yeah.
And we'll see if that. But I'll tell you, Zach Leffler's having a heck of a game for the Wildcats. Well, so is number 12, Jared Hogue. Out of the shotgun. Fourth and a foot. Takes a snap, and the Warriors come through the blitz. They're going to stop him short. 56 coming through. Evan Rice leading the Warriors. About three or four Warriors coming through. 88 Quinn Duda and a few others. And they stop the Mayville Wildcats.
Got to give credit to the line again. They've been coming up big tonight.
So that'll bring up a second down for Mayville. Now second and 15. No, they must have given the first down two plays ago, and they didn't have the side markers turned over. I'll tell you, there's a wounded duck way up in the air, and it is no good.
Must not reset
Hogue,
the clock.
Hogue was going backwards and just threw, I think it went higher than it did long on the pass. Pass from about the 20-yard line into the end zone, incomplete. Good defense back there by North Huron, 32. That's Adrian Tibbetts. And third down. On the 15-yard line for North Huron. Hogue out of the shotgun. Looks to the left side. And the Warriors get a hand on that, breaking up the pass. Good defense there by North Huron.
Is that?
'82 Alex Shornack over there. '54 Andrew Pichette. I think the defender, they kind of got out of our view here,
yes,
in the booth.
I know, I can't see their back.
You know, I believe that was Alex Shornack, number 82 for North Huron. Jumped up and got a hand on it. Also over there, number 23, Matt Koth.
Going to the air again.
Same play, deep. Looking in the deep end zone.
Nothing. Broken up again.
And the Warriors will take over on that fourth down pass play. As Hogue was going for the deep left corner of the end zone. Kind of the same play, Josh, they tried to run, but they just didn't get the ball deep enough. And that one was thrown deep enough, but again, good defense there by the North Huron Warriors. So the Warriors are going to take over first and 10. Looks like first and 10 on about the 15-yard line. Take the ball under center, quick handoff on the right side.
Nothing there.
Shramsky hands the ball off. Looks like the back, Mike Craig, yeah, number 19, Mike Craig. Getting up a little slow from that one. We had Big Vinny Damiani landing on top of him. Out to the right side, Craig making some moves. Spin move again, Mike Craig, breaking it down the sideline and down to the 30-yard line to North Huron.
Wow. Broke a couple tackles until Nick Phillips brought him down. He's sophomore.
I thought Mike Craig was going to be down about 15 yards back, as usual.
Yeah.
Nice spin move to break a couple tackles, cut it back inside, and then headed right towards the sidelines. If you don't take the sidelines away, Mike Craig is going to run that ball on you all night long.
Yeah, you should try regular footing. Eight man's too thin of lines.
Here we go. First down for the Warriors. And they pick up a couple of yards again.
Damiani once again on the tackle. Here's that mixed Michigan weather again. Rain let up. 4:47 in the second quarter, 14-6. North Huron.
Warriors back out of the I formation. Hands off to the tailback. Craig, nice block out by the fullback. Breaking another tackle. Mike Craig hits the afterburners. 30, the 20, right on the sideline. And let's see how they call it. Boy, I don't think he stepped out of bounds, but we've got a whistle right there. That official had a better line than I did. If he did, he just got maybe a blade of grass on the side of his right shoe.
It was Nick Phillips just to get a hand on him and push him a little bit, but
Nick Phillips
20.
Saved the touchdown.
If they call that right, is that?
So Craig's got to be over 200 yards already here in the first half. And he gets it all the way down to the Mayville. Let's see where we're going to mark it at about the 23-yard line.
I can't.
First and 10 for North Huron, 4:28 to go in the first quarter. Schramsky under tackle, hands off the left side, and the Mayville Wildcats interior defensive line rise to the occasion. Big tackle inside by 51, Ben Hulley.
Zach LaFleur, the first one to knock him down. Had help from Ben Hulley as well.
Loss of about a yard on that play, so second and 11. Warriors break right over the ball, 20-yard line of Mayville. Schramsky under center. Fakes a handoff, end around, breaking a tackle again. Number 19, nothing there this time. That play was awfully slow to develop, though, Josh.
He broke a couple tackles, but found a wall there with Logan Bean waiting to bring him down.
That was I think that Nick Schramsky did a fake handoff to everybody that was on the field on that play. Yep. So by the time that Mike Craig got his hands on the ball, all the Wildcats were across the line of scrimmage. And they were going to get somebody back out of the I formation. Here we go, third down. And off to the left side, and Wildcats are really following them. And that ball flies out. It's going to be taken in the fumble, returning the fumble from the 20-yard line. Number 51, Ben Hulley, is going to run a 10-25. And looks like that'll be a touchdown. We're waiting for the call by the official. It is a touchdown for the Wildcats.
I didn't even see the ball.
I don't even know how the heck that happened. Nobody, everybody's still looking at the field.
Looks like he was down.
Are there two footballs
30.
Out there? Yeah.
Look down at the 30, and then next thing you know, he's running down the field for a touchdown.
The handoff was to number 19, Mike Craig. So Schramsky handed off to him, went right behind that left guard, spun around, and it looked like he still had the ball because he was fighting to get ahead.
Got blocked.
And next thing you know, here comes Ben Hulley taking the ball from the Mayville 20-yard line with an all-out sprint 80 yards down the field for a Wildcat touchdown.
Well, it's been a short game so far, but a lot of highlight plays.
So we got a timeout for North Huron. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, sweet phone you got there. Is that the new Android? Where did you pick that up?
I just picked it up at Thumb Cellular. I can't wait to show it off to all my friends back at college.
Whoa, hold on. Thumb Cellular? But you go to school outside of the Thumb. Aren't you afraid of the roaming?
Get with the times, man. That was like 10 years ago. Thumb Cellular has nationwide 4G coverage and no roaming charges throughout the entire United States.
Are you serious? No roaming charges anywhere in the U.S.? That's better than my provider, and they're a national carrier.
I think you should give Thumb Cellular another look. I love the super fast 4G LTE network, and they have a great selection of smartphones and tablets.
But you have an Android. I'm an Apple guy.
Don't worry. Thumb Cellular has the latest iPhones directly from Apple. Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular, Abadax, Caro, Pigeon, and...